Hi, everybody. This is Todd Smith with Little Things Matter. The title of today's lesson is 10 Ways to Bless Someone This Holiday Season. This past week, I received an email from a loyal follower of this blog who shared the story of how he took what little money he had to buy a pair of cowboy boots for a little girl. He wrote, and I quote, "Had the pleasure of telling a mom last night who was without a job that she could consider her little girl's boots for Christmas bought, paid for. She was overwhelmed. To this mom and little girl who has wanted these boots for 3 years, it will be a very special Christmas." His story so inspired me, I challenged my two younger children who still live at home to think creatively about how they can serve one or more people this holiday season. And now in this post, I want to challenge you. Will you give unselfishly of your time and or resources this holiday season to serve or bless those who aren't as fortunate as you? If you're a parent, read this post with your children and come up with an idea of how you can serve together. To open your mind, here are some possibilities. Number one, remember our servicemen and their families. If there is a veterans home or hospital near you, send Christmas cards to several American heroes thanking them for their service and sacrifice. Taking cookies or candy is also a possibility. If you know of a wife, mother, or family of a soldier serving overseas, think of ways of how you can fill their loneliness and let them know that people really do care about them. Number two, love a family member. Who in your extended family is going through a difficult time? How can you show your love and support to this family member? Ideas include sending an encouraging card, making a phone call on Christmas Day to say that you're thinking of him or her, or taking this person to lunch or coffee and sharing the impact that he or she has had on your life. Number three, give a gift of sponsorship. Rather than giving your friends or family members more stuff that they really don't need, why not give a gift to a charity in their name? You can give a gift that feeds a child, provides clean water for a community, rescues a child from sex slavery, or whatever it is that you or the gift receiver are most passionate about. Number four, serve the homeless on Christmas morning. One of the most rewarding things that my family has done on Christmas mornings is to serve the homeless. Getting up early, we take coffee, donuts, and little gift bags and go in search of homeless people to wish a Merry Christmas. Last year, we did this with my daughter-in-law's family. Her dad dressed up as Santa Claus, and we had a wonderful time giving away coffee, donuts, gift bags, and clothes. Number five, visit a nursing home. Many elderly people in nursing homes will not have any family or friends visiting them this holiday season. Imagine sitting in a nursing home during the holidays by yourself. If this is something that pulls on your heart, call your local nursing home and find out who doesn't have family in town. Then take some homemade goodies and spend some time visiting with this person. Number six, serve a neighbor in need. As you think about your neighbors, which one is having the hardest time this holiday season? It could be someone who has lost a loved one, is struggling financially, or is experiencing health challenges. Does anyone come to mind? If so, how can you bless that family? Ideas include giving a homemade meal, a loaf of fresh baked bread, your famous holiday cookies, gifts for their children, or inviting them over for Christmas dinner. Number seven, bless a single mom. The life of a single mom is a tough life, as my opening story highlighted. Do you know a single mom who is having a particularly difficult time? How can you make this holiday season brighter for her and her children? Would a card with an anonymous gift enhance their holidays? Number eight, help a struggling coworker. If your company was giving away a $100 gift card to one deserving employee who was selected by coworkers, each person had one vote and must include the reason why you gave this person your vote. Who would you vote for, and what would you say? Since your company is likely not running this type of holiday program, what can you do for this person to make their life better? Number nine, surprise a family in your community. Working through a local organization, you can learn about a family who is suffering from financial hardship, then go shopping and deliver Christmas gifts, a turkey, and a couple bags of food so that they can enjoy Christmas. If this is something you want to do, contact your church, synagogue, or work through a local organization that provides this service. And lastly, what out-of-the-box idea do you have? I've given you some basic ideas, but as you learned in my post, Exploring a New World of Possibilities, the best ideas come from stretching yourself. Whether it's Christmas caroling with your friends or making Christmas cookies or candy for your office, there are 101 different ways that you can touch someone's life this holiday season. So, what will you do? Will you give unselfishly of yourself to bless someone's life this holiday season? What creative ideas do you have? Share what you're going to do in the comment section below this post on littlethingsmatter.com. And remember, when you give of yourself to serve others in need, you are demonstrating one of the most admirable character traits one can possess.